At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Dispensing cannabis business knowledge beyond a million square feet of cultivation space, CannabisRadio.com proudly presents Blunt Business, harvested by Strainwise Consulting. Together, we will navigate the challenges and opportunities of one of the most profitable industries on earth. Join us each episode to hear our weekly roundtables and interviews with industry professionals. Now, let's delve into some blunt business with your host.
Welcome to Blunt Business. My name is Lauren Lee Martin, and today we are joined by Ryan Cook and Josh Malman, who are the Chief Operating Officer and the Grow Operations Manager for the Clinic USA. Ryan and Josh, thank you so much for joining me today.
Well, thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Thanks, you guys doing well today. Thank you so much for joining us. Today, we're going to be talking about a few of you guys have 3 different brands. Is that right?
We do. We over the years have ultimately separated and operate the clinic that I think most people have known from seeing our dispensaries. And then the lab, which does our concentrate division, and then of course the bank for our genetics.
Awesome. So we got the clinic, the lab, and the bank. Love those brand names. It's very simple and succinct. So they kind of interact, right? They're all kind of vertically aligned is what I was looking at.
Absolutely. So, we came into the market in November of 2009, and the state of Colorado had at that time, really pushed a vertically integrated market. And so, we've really operated that way since day one. And I think, really the separation or more the ability for those brands to stand alone is a product of moving nationally and the different opportunities that sort of present themselves, allow us to kind of morph there a little bit.
Absolutely. Sounds awesome. You guys have had tremendous success since you guys have gotten started. Let's go back a little bit. How did you guys decide to pursue this career that you're working in today? Was there a pivotal moment where you decided this is the direction that I want to go in? This is where I'm going to succeed.
Yeah, well, Lauren, I was a horticultural graduate from the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and I was working out in California as a greenhouse grower of potted ornamental flowers for about 7 years prior to moving to Colorado. When I kind of made the decision to move here, it was actually sort of a little luck of fate. My wife and I were looking to move back to the state to get closer to family and kind of start our own family here. And I was lucky enough to find out that some of my close high school friends had started one of the first dispensary companies here in Denver. And it gave me a great opportunity to sort of take what I'd learned in my career in ornamentals and in greenhouse control and greenhouse supply and bring that here to the cannabis industry. I've been a user and a consumer of cannabis almost my entire adult life and into my late childhood, and had been following what had happened out in California with their push towards medical, and really just seeing it as an opportunity to come back and be a part of something much larger than just another horticultural growing company, but actually see us do some work that could take this crop to be national, and now as we're seeing sort of worldwide, and really sort of get it back into being something that people are using again.
Awesome. That's great. So you went from flowers to flower. That's
yeah, right.
Great.
Yeah, it's just another flower. And, guaranteed, this flower makes more money than my other flowers. But the changeover from one crop to another was fairly easy to make. Obviously, cannabis is a difficult crop to grow, and we're still learning on how to do it to the best of our abilities and to continue to push what we can exhibit out of the plant in terms of the cannabinoid profiles and these terpene profiles. And so there's a long way to go, but it was a nice transition.
Awesome. That's really impressive, and it looks like you guys have made like great strides in just developing all of your cultivation techniques. I mean, you guys are kind of pioneers in a sense with all of the awards that you've won. Let's see, Ryan, do you have a similar story of what kind of got you into this industry? What inspired you to go in this direction?
Well, you know, I graduated from the University of Colorado Boulder with an architecture degree and have actually been doing general contracting and design for quite some time. And, you know, it was we kind of all joke that the prerequisite for us getting into this industry was that we were graduates of the University of Colorado. And,
yes.
You know, so Josh was really one of the only guys who had snuck out of the state and, you know, went to Wisconsin, but you know, but the rest of us really a great group of friends for a long time, and you know, had definitely a little bit of a 101 on cannabis while in Boulder, and then you know, went on to our careers. And I think, you know, it was exciting the moment where we, you know, had kind of the idea to move forward. Really had received tons of phone calls. You know, we're our parent company ultimately is a large real estate owner, and had been receiving a lot of phone calls about, you know, some specific spaces, you know, and individuals wanting to lease or purchase those spaces for cannabis businesses. And, you know, at the time it was a bit early, right? I mean, this was more August of 2009, and you know, this was just kind of coming along. And so once President Obama had made the announcement about, you know, having the Justice Department back off, you know, we moved forward the next morning. And decided to start building out a space and building out a cultivation. And you know, I think for us it was, you know, we had real business backgrounds, and you know, it was an exciting opportunity to sort of come into a marketplace that, you know, at the time I think was really trying to figure itself out. And we were able to implement, you know, I think some typical business practices, you know, in right away, and you know, really had the vision of putting, you know, the branding aspect into play, and the clinic began, you know, opening stores pretty quickly, and you know, all under that same heading of the clinic. And so I think, you know, people just started to become really aware of being able to get consistent quality, and so it was kind of kicked us off and got us going.
That's amazing. So the clinic got you started, and then we have the bank and the lab. What do you think is something about each of these brands that kind of makes you stand out a little bit amongst other maybe consulting companies or different similar brands? What do you think makes you guys stand out?
Sure. Well, maybe we can take them separate, but I would say,
yeah,
you know, number one, the lab. I mean, you know, in 2010 is really when we hit the ground as an organization, and ended up, you know, creating the first Class 1 Division 2 explosion-proof extraction facility in the nation. And I think, you know, we spent a lot of time, you know, understanding the safety protocols and practices to be doing what we were doing. And I think worked really hand-in-hand with the fire department. And in fact, in those early years, we have hosted fire departments from all over the nation, along with Denver Fire Department, on training and education, and, you know, and tours, so that we could help form the regulatory environment, you know, moving forward. And you know, in fact, I was excited, you know, of recently, just a couple of years now, in 2016, I was asked to be a part of a NFPA work group. Excuse me, which is the National Fire Protection Association, put together a work group to create the regulatory guidelines for both cannabis cultivation and extraction. And, you know, there were just, I think, a couple of lay people on the phone beyond, you know, 12 fire chiefs from across the nation. So, you know, we've really done a lot to understand, you know, the safety protocols and you know, being able to push things forward in that light. And I think, you know, all came from starting day one with really just trying to understand quality in, you know, and what that was going to provide. And so, you know, really tried to push the limits. I think in 2014, we were the first company to win an award for live resin. And I think live resin has been something that has been a huge part of the lab's organization, you know, since its inception. So, you know, so there's a few things, no question, that, you know, we continue to push new products and practices and overall processes, but I think all doing it in you know, under the guidelines of safety and you know, really ensuring the proper techniques and equipment to produce this product.
Absolutely. We are going to be going into a short commercial break right now, but when we come back, I want to hear more about the bank, some more of these safety practices, and some of the pioneering safeguards that you guys have developed. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Introducing 420 Cloud, ignited by MSIG, one of the fastest growing social apps around. The only app you'll need for all things cannabis. Find the latest cannabis news, videos, and stories, ranging from business and tech to sports and medicine. Start your career in cannabis by seeking, identifying, and applying for jobs through our expansive listings. For businesses, 420cloud.com features a full-scale cross-channel network, monetizing high traffic for big data conversion and analytics. Download 420 Cloud now from the iTunes Store or Google Play. MSIG.com is a publicly listed company on the OTC, symbol MCIG.
At Alternative Vibes, our core values of quality, loyalty, respect, and honesty guides us in our mission to help families find peace and harmony through our products and services. Whether you are looking for a more natural way of living, shopping essential oils, topicals, and edibles, or searching for a path towards achieving your goals, we are your choice. Learn more about our complete line of natural products and solutions at AlternativeVibes.com, bringing quality of living to life. AlternativeVibes.com.
Ignite the conversation on some trending topics along the Cannabis Radio social media network. Join our crew of thousands on our Cannabis Radio page on Facebook or at Canna Radio, C-A-N-N-A Radio on Twitter. Plus, look for our Facebook and Google Plus pages for all of our original programs and connect with Dr. Dina, Kyle Cushman, Dr. Mitch Earlywine, Nurse Heather, Doc Rob, the hosts of Gondrepreneur, and more. Connect with the growing Cannabis Radio social crusade at Canna Radio on Twitter or search for Cannabis Radio on Facebook, Google Plus, and Instagram and grow with us.
I hope you didn't forget about us, because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Blunt Business. I am your host, Lauren Lee Martin. I'm here with Ryan Cook, Chief Operating Officer of the Clinic USA, and Josh Malman, the Grow Operations Manager for the Clinic USA. And we've been discussing their three different brands. We just talked about the lab. And I would love to know more about your another brand of yours called The Bank, which I believe has to do with your fabulous seeds.
Yeah, correct, Lauren. Yeah, so we established The Bank about 4 years ago, but honestly, we've been working on the concept for as long as the company's been growing. We've always had a high quality mindset in the grow, being vertically integrated with a medium to small amount of stores. We are able to handle all of our production needs for our own stores, and we're never really pressed that hard to overproduce or to really hit that wholesale market. But as recreational came on and as this really robust wholesale market has come on, we've really seen the need to sort of be able to promote not only our flowers that we produce here under sort of a separate brand to help that wholesale market, but also really start to ramp up some of our breeding. So like I said, we've been breeding for about 4 or 5 years in a pretty normal fashion now. We've produced upwards of 7 different lines of seeds using primarily in-house favorites of the clinic. And we are really just going to kind of continue to push that. The bank is working on, you know, cultivating the trust with our patients, letting them know that not only are they going to expect high quality flowers on the retail shelf, but that they can be able to buy clones and seeds from the bank with new genetics, redesigned genetics, and trusted genetics that they'll be able to use both in their cultivation facilities and at their homes.
Amazing. It sounds like the bank is like you're more like your little baby, right, Josh? Like this is your kind of your brainstorm here. I mean, what an achievement.
Yeah. It's really been fun to see it develop. And honestly, we started, basically in a closet or in a basement of one of our dispensers, anywhere we could sort of be able to get away with using pollen and not affecting our production crop. And we've seen that grown to where we have an entirely separate area, and we've got a couple dedicated growers and breeders really working on that to kind of really ramp up the amount of seeds and also the variety of different products that we can offer.
Awesome. I know you've received quite a few awards for your achievements in growing. What are you most proud of? What is the one award where you go, you know what, I did that and I'm really proud of that?
I'm sure that Josh has a favorite, but I mean, over the years we've been lucky to be able to participate in a lot of different competitions and have been awarded, quite a few times, which is fun and retribution for, all the hard work for our employees. But when we started the company as well, we decided to, due to some really close personal stories related to MS, we've supported that organization since day one. And in fact, we do the MS Walk, which is coming up just next week, and also we do a charity golf tournament annually in August, August 10th this year, called the Clinic Charity Glass. The Clinic Charity Golf Tournament. With the MS Walk, several years back, we ended up being awarded the number one corporate contributor to the Colorado Wyoming chapter. And I think to me, that has been sort of a great achievement for us, and exciting for all of our employees.
I was looking at the website for this, the Golf Charity Classic that you guys have coming up, that you guys sponsor and put on. And it looks like you guys were able to, how much money have you guys been able to raise for MS with this event? It was quite a bit amount. I thought it was,
We've raised just shy of about $600,000 in the 8 years that we've been doing it. So, and every year growing. I mean, this year, we're looking at being able to raise about $250,000 for the charity.
That's amazing. My hat is off to you for that. That's an incredible achievement. And this is going to be the ninth year that you guys are doing that, correct?
Yep, this is the ninth year. And this year, really, I think it's exciting that all of the efforts have kind of culminated at a point where we are also not only going to be working with the National MS Society, but also with the Rocky Mountain MS Center, which is a center in Westminster, and doing great things for MS patients locally. And they're also partnering with CU Anschutz this year to be able to do a research study on the leading MS drug versus being able to use cannabis as a potential solution. And we're really excited that all of these efforts are going to go to help that program move forward this year.
Incredible. If people wanted to look up more information about that, where would you have them go to online to figure out more how they could maybe be a sponsor for this event or just get involved or just play some golf?
So if you go to theclinickcolorado.com /CCC9.
Got it. Theclinickcolorado.com/CCC9. Sounds amazing. Awesome. I'm so happy that we have you guys today. It looks, we've touched a little bit on your awards, but I'd kind of like to go back to maybe any kind of specific hurdles that you guys have had in creating the business that we know of today, maybe either with the various legalization issues or maybe stigmas that you guys have had to kind of fight or, argue against just to get to the point where you are today. Is there any specific hurdles that you got over and that kind of stand out to you today?
Well, I mean, you know, great question, but also complicated because, I mean, with us starting in 2009, you know, we started from really a caregiver model and have converted, you know, substantially over the years, you know, and you know, continue to jump through regulatory hoops. So, you know, but I think overall, I think what we have seen is that these have all been positive steps in creating safer product for the patients and customers out there, and creating a regulatory, you know, pathway for legalization, you know, which is something that has been, you know, a huge accomplishment here in the state of Colorado.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Go ahead.
Oh no, I was just going to kind of chime in and sort of agree with Ryan there. I think really, you know, we've seen all the hurdles that the state has been able to throw at us, but what I really had a fun time and a very interesting time learning is really being a part of the legislative process and of the lobbying with our various regulatory agencies to make rules that make sense for both. And to Ryan's point of the ultimate goal is to make the best and safest product available to our patients. And so being able to sit on city work groups and other functional CDA, the Department of Agriculture, when all the pesticide issues came out, I really saw them actually, the first thing they did is invite everyone to the room, all the growers in the room, and say, what are you using? Why are you using it? How can we help you? Let us make it so that you can do what you're doing safe. And I really take my hats off to the local agencies for, you know, including us in that process.
Incredible. That's so good that you guys have that kind of relationship. It definitely helps with business practices and keeping everything safe. I've read that you guys had developed one of the first seed-to-sale tracking systems. Is that correct?
Well, what's been exciting, and I think a lot of that even, you know, pushing us for some of our out-of-state operations was that, you know, there's not always these state systems that have been able to ultimately be adopted right away. And so, you know, we had an ability to kind of work and create our own system that flies over at least the state system here. I think one of the big accomplishments with that was that, you know, in the state of Illinois, when we opened, we were actually the first the cultivation and dispensary to be approved and open out there. And really the reason specifically due to that inventory tracking system that we created. We were able to go out there, meet with the Department of Agriculture, and show them that we really had a complete seed to sale you know, system already set up. As well as, I think it's been a huge benefit for, you know, business operations. I mean, I think we all recognize that a system like Metric is extremely important to the regulatory environment. But I think from a business standpoint, there's a lot of information that you still need to make absolutely wise business decisions.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, we are going to take another short break here, but don't go anywhere because we'll be right back with more information about the Clinic USA, the bank, the lab, and these wonderful gentlemen. Thank you, guys. We'll be right back.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Oh, let the marijuana llama tell you something now. Bought a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put the big celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Hemping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot-proofed by the man who run High Times. Oh, yeah? Get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me on crap, you know? Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
Are you ready to be inspired and educated by the best of the best in the cannabis industry while enjoying sunny South Florida? Then you cannot miss out on the first annual United States Cannabis Conference and Expo, August 24th through the 26th, inside the Hyatt Regency in downtown Miami. The USCC Expo welcomes all cannabis business professionals, medical cannabis caregivers and clinicians, growers and dispensary factory owners to join us for this brand new event sponsored by the radio podcast leader for all things cannabis, cannabisradio.com. Be one of the first to register today at usccexpo.com. That's usccexpo.com.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Vuber vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Vuber vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be, the Vuber way.
I hope you didn't forget about us, because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome back. My name is Lauren Lee Martin. I'm your host here at Blunt Business, and we are here with Ryan Cook and Josh Melman from the Clinic USA. Ryan and Josh, thank you so much for joining us today and being here. I'd love to know more about the clinic and all the services the clinic provides. What kind of information, what do I need to look for if I'm a client of the clinic? What's going on in my life where I need you guys?
Well, you know, I mean, obviously, we're offering quite a few different services on a retail level. So, we'd love for patients to be able to come in and see our stores. We ultimately have, with the lab, the bank, and the clinic, all of our products are provided there. So, it's fun to have patients come in and get sort of a different experience in our store than maybe you would you'd find out there in the industry.
Mm-hmm. And as far as consulting goes, when should someone call experts like yourself? What should they look out for?
You know, I mean, I think what we recognize is that, you know, from being involved in the industry since the very beginning here, we've seen a lot of people come into the industry and ultimately, you know, businesses have closed or moved on and for different reasons. And, I think what we recognize is there's sort of a need for, both a cannabis operator, but really a cannabis guide. We have the ability to step into situations regardless of whether it's from a cultivation standpoint, a modeling standpoint, if you're just working on a lab or at a retail level, and really help your business move forward. And I think, what we've been excited to do is through that process is also expand the clinic's brand and the lab's brand and the bank's as well, and ultimately ensure that there's consistent quality product across the nation, and really sort of that benefit ultimately goes to the patient or the customer there.
Absolutely. A patient absolutely wins when you have those kinds of things in place. I'd love to know a little bit more about your creative process here. How do you guys inspire creativity in your company or innovative thinking within your organization? What do you think, what do you look for? How do you talk to your staff? How do you foster that?
Yeah, well, on the cultivation side of things, Lauren, luckily, I have a fairly small staff here in Colorado, and so we have, an open door policy. I encourage my staff to read as many of the sort of cannabis publications that are out there and find out what other growers and other operators are doing, not only in Colorado, but around the country. But one of our biggest accomplishments, I think, in order to really kind of spur some of this innovation is to work side by side with our partners out at the lab. Being vertically integrated has been a real plus for us in that any sort of operational change or any sort of new nutrient or pesticide or fungicide or anything that I want to sort of do to the plants, I now have an outlet to get specific testing on for the concentrates. And we sort of have seen where the market has been going over the last year to a year and a half, where we're seeing much less flower being sold on the retail stores and a push for new concentrate forms and new vape pens and all of these things. And what we found through our experience over the years is that slight changes, very small changes that we make on the cultivation side of things can have huge differences on the end product of the of the concentrate. And so we work with them. We've created a work group with myself and, you know, my head growers and the director of the lab and a couple of people out there. And we're really sort of working together to come up with these experiments, to design the experiments, and then to carry them out and hopefully have, you know, results that we can then make smart decisions around operational changes. So that's been a huge part for me, something that I think we'll continue to work on as we innovate new products.
Sounds like a great company to work for. One last question for you both now. It's kind of a lighthearted question. What is your favorite strain your that you've created, the favorite strain that whether you like to smoke it or however you consume, what's your favorite right now?
Well, I am definitely, I lean towards the sativas or the sativa-leaning strains that we produce. You know, we produce a fair amount of our own bank-created strains here locally, and we've also have, you know, strains that we've had in our library from the beginning. My favorite still is just the Stardog Guava, one that we've had in our lineup for quite a while. It's a multi-canvas cup winner. It's a gem to grow, and it's a gem to smoke for me. But on the bank side of strains, some new ones that we've created that we're really excited about, we've got a Space Ghost, which is an Afghan Ghost times an X-Wing, an OG cross that's looking really, really delicious, as well
nice.
As a couple that we've been working with some of our vendors that have been growing some of the bank seeds, Axilla, which is actually a Fall 97 Bubba Kush cross. We're seeing some great results in some of the outdoor grows that we've been working with, some really interesting cannabinoid profiles, and I think that we're going to be able to find some really great things there on the indoor side as well.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing. Ryan, you have an answer to that question?
Absolutely. It's a huge winner, Kosher Kush. There's a lot of companies out there who will claim to have Kosher Kush, but I can tell you right now that the real deal is at our place. So Kosher Kush is an extremely potent strain. I like heavier indicas, I mean, really recognizable in an OG flavoring.
Well, I'm definitely with you there, more of an indica girl myself, so I will definitely go check out that Kosher Kush, the authentic Kosher Kush.
That's
clinic.
Exactly right.
Yes. Ryan and Josh, thank you so much for joining us here today at Blunt Business. One more time, I'd just like to remind our listeners about your golf charity coming up, if you just want to plug that real quick.
Absolutely. So it is an amazing day, August 10th. We're going to have 144 golfers out on the course. It's a great opportunity to support the National MS Society as well as the Rocky Mountain MS Center. It is always beautiful, sunny, great time to ride a golf cart, have some drinks, and celebrate cannabis. We'll have some huge sponsors out there. Every hole will be something different. Right now I think PAX is sort of our largest sponsor, but I'm still looking for some more to join up with us. Golfer spots, we only have a few left, so I would encourage people to get to theclinickcolorado.com/CCC9, and you can sign up for either a golfer spot or for a sponsorship. So hopefully we'll see all of you guys there. Looking forward to it.
Excellent. Thank you for joining us on this edition of Blunt Business. You can download past episodes of our program by going to cannabisradio.com or subscribing to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, and very soon on iHeartRadio. This is Lauren Lee Martin. You have a great day.
The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without proper consent of CannabisRadio.com is prohibited.
KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.